let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Fix the Problem. Our verse of scripture is taken from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. If I call a repairman to fix our dishwasher, and if he doesn't have the skill to fix my particular model, but instead he takes it upon himself to go about fixing the toaster, a lamp, and an electrical outlet, and then he presents me with a bill for 3 hours of labor while the dishwasher is still broke, should I really pay him? Couldn't he argue that he did so much work, and after all, he did fix things that needed to be fixed? He may feel like he did a lot of work, and in fact he did, but he didn't fix what was broke. Therefore, I'm not paying. Well, it's no different with marriage. When there's a problem, no amount of work in other areas will bring us the reward we seek until we fix the problem. A husband may buy all the gifts in the world for his wife, but if she needs time with him, he's just wasting his money. Likewise, a wife who isn't sexually available for her husband shouldn't be lulled into thinking that a clean house will make up for a lack of sex. It just won't happen. Now, don't get me wrong, those other things are good. We should be buying gifts and keeping a clean house, but don't for a minute think that they will compensate for what has broken the marriage. You're simply wasting your energy. You might feel like you're working on your marriage like the ill-trained repairman who certainly felt he was putting in a good day's work, but it's only wasted energy if you're not fixing what's really broke. So identify the problem and fix what's broke. So the question for both of us today, do you think I neglect the real issues in our marriage and try to compensate in other areas, in other ways? Can you explain? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to identify the problem and work to fix it without trying to compensate by doing other things that just won't fix the problem.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.